Hey, welcome to episode 139 of the Bobbycast. So, here's what happened. I got to announce this week that I'm going on season 27 of Dancing with the Stars. And we have my dance partner, Shauna Burgess, on the morning of the show, but we had so much to talk about, we couldn't air all of the interview. So I wanted to share it with you guys, all the interview, unedited. And so you're going to hear that now. By the way, if you haven't heard, Vegas has me the worst odds to win. Nothing about this whole thing is going my way. But if you know me, nothing's ever really gone my way to start. So, so that's the deal. Before we get into the interview, let me talk about LifeLock for just one second. The FBI, along with international law enforcement agencies, recently arrested 74 cyber criminals for schemes designed to intercept and hijack wire transfers. Really, what it's all about is we have phones, we have computers, we have all these devices that are connected to the same cloud, and if they can just get into one thing, they kind of have our things. So many threats in today's connected world that it takes one weak link for criminals to get in. Good thing new LifeLock Identity Theft Protection adds the power of Norton Security to help protect you against threats to your identity and your devices that you can't easily see or fix on your own. No one can stop every cyber threat, prevent all identity theft, or monitor transactions at all businesses. But new LifeLock with Norton Security can see threats you might miss on your own. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK. Use the promo code BONES for an extra 10% off your first year, plus a $25 Amazon gift card with annual enrollment. LifeLock.com. The promo code is BONES. Terms apply. I have LifeLock. I've used them for years. They've saved my butt a few times. They've been so proactive. Even times that I've opened things up and forgot about it, they've been like, is this you? And it is. LifeLock.com. Promo code BONES.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Well, it was announced yesterday I will be on the next episode, next season of Dancing with the Stars, which is pretty crazy.
Hopefully multiple episodes.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know, though. My partner, Shauna Burgess, is coming into the studio right now. Here she is. There she is. Clap your hands. There she is. Finally. Sit right there with those headphones. Finally, I get to tell her what to do, because I'm going to tell you.
It's all official.
The last week and a half or so has just been her bossing me around.
Yeah.
Put those headphones on right there. Everyone, this is Shauna. This is Amy.
Hey. Hi, Amy.
This is Lunchbox.
What up?
What up?
And this is the rest of the crew. So yeah, we had to keep it secret for a long time. We had to meet, and we'll be honest, we didn't know who each other were.
No, not at all.
I didn't know who she was, because I didn't watch the show religiously. I had to watch stuff on YouTube, and friends had been on. And then she had no idea who I was. Nobody knows who I am.
Yeah.
So...
Okay, can I ask something?
You can ask anything you want.
So, that being said,
right,
being like you don't know who he is, and you're like, ugh, are you like... Dang, who's my partner?
That's what I thought.
Look, I'm Australian, so half the time I don't know who it is that I have. You know, Antonio Brown walked in the room. I was like, who are you?
He plays for the Steelers. Amy wouldn't know who that was.
Oh, you would know that. Yeah. There's like football players, and I just don't understand. I don't know most of these celebrities being Australian. So, yeah.
Yeah, so you're fine. You're like, for all you knew, you were either getting Ryan Seacrest or Bobby Bones.
Same. Yeah, who knew?
Some radio guy. you knew who Ryan was.
I didn't even know that, you know?
She's had mostly professional athletes.
Okay.
And then me.
Yeah. So what's the difference?
Yeah, like your last few partners have been, hold on, let's go down. The last partner was Josh Norman.
Yep,
who plays for the Redskins.
Yep.
Antonio Brown,
athlete.
Steelers.
Yep. Derek Fisher.
Derek Fisher, basketball player. James
Hinchcliffe, race car driver.
So she gets all these guys who know their bodies and like are high. And then me.
You know your body.
Yeah, I mean, trust me, I know my body. You know what I mean? I know my body.
But I mean, he just doesn't like use his body as a sport.
Not when anybody's around.
Or as an instrument. Yeah. You know, he's never really danced with it before, but I've been really impressed with the way that he learns. And instantly, the first day of our rehearsals, I was like, my gosh, this guy puts so much pressure on himself that I don't have to put any added pressure on him. And I learned a lot about him in the first day. So I walked in not knowing a thing about him, but walked out of the room adoring him and feeling like we're going to have an amazing journey this season.
She's been the human I've spent the most time with in the past 8, 9, 10 days. I mean, we'll practice 4, 5, 6, 7 hours a day.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's tough. She bosses me around. It's so fun to get to tell her what to do now, because every minute is her just telling me what to do, Aim.
Well, yeah. So far you haven't really like told her what to do.
Yeah, I said sit down, put the headphones on.
Oh.
Yeah, I did.
That's a good start, right? Yeah.
So what do you want to ask, Aim? I know you have a lot of questions.
Man, just from the 9 days or however long it's been that y'all been working, have you seen improvement? And do you think there's hope.
Do you think there's hope? I do. So I've recently now seen us have a major, major breakthrough. And Bobby has very quickly gone from not being able to put four steps together to nearly having an entire routine down in less than 2 weeks. And going from absolutely no dance training to, I'm sorry, what is an eight count and why do I start on one, to having nearly an entire routine down is so impressive for me. And I love the way that he puts the pressure on himself. He goes home and practices probably more hours than we do in the studio. Comes back in the next day and knows his moves and we can go to the next level. And that's exactly what I need in a student. That's what it takes to go all the way. Bobby's not the first partner I've had that's had no dance experience and felt like they had no hope. And I've still somehow managed to get them to the end. So I see it in our future.
Well, for her too, she has been to the finals and the championship three times, finished second three times. And it hasn't won.
Yeah.
So
this could be the year.
I've been to the finals five or six times.
No, I'm sorry, the final two. Second, you finished
yeah,
second
yeah,
place.
Final
yeah,
final two.
Yeah, you finished second place three times. So.
Always the bridesmaid, never the bride.
We're trying to get that 28th dress. We're trying to make it the wedding dress. Yeah. You know, 27 dresses.
Yes.
I'm trying to be the 28th dress here for her. So, Lunchbox?
Yeah. Do you worry, like, when you're dancing with him, is it gross? Like, because you guys are real up close. Do you worry about him having bad breath and, like, smelling?
What day was it that I ate garlic?
All
was
the
it
days.
Like day three? It's yeah. not all the days.
It's a lot.
It's not
oh,
all the days.
Bobby, you called her out on it?
No, she. I'm telling
oh, you
guys.
Have
yeah, that's
to.
What I'm
we
wondering.
We are so
that's
close.
That's like dance etiquette, yes.
We're so close all the time.
Okay.
Hands on all. It was so uncomfortable for me early because I don't touch women.
So does she touch your butt and stuff?
Yeah.
Whoa! Yeah.
It's not. I'm telling
that's
you.
What I'm talking about.
Day one, I go in like hands up, like, do I put my hands on your shoulders? Like, what do I do? And. Even during we went and took pictures, she was like, put your hands here. Put your
hands. For the pictures?
Yeah, because I just don't, I don't feel comfortable touching.
Oh, because you got to be like up on them on the pictures because
yes.
they do very intimate photos when they show them.
Yeah. You look like a dance couple, you know. But it was funny because we had our photo shoot and Bobby was crushing it in his own photos, just, you know, up there with his own swag. His photos were amazing. And then I got up there next to him and it was
girls,
like,
oh, no.
Where's your girl? You're a female.
You're really pretty. And he's awkward.
Can you imagine? Here I am walking up and they're like, this is your partner? Because look how hot she is.
I know.
That's really my pretty. Question for you. So first time you see him, like because when they say, okay, Bobby Bones is going to be your partner, you look him up, you see pictures. What did you think when he walked in the room the first time? Were you like, woo? Or
you
were
can
you
be
like,
honest. Be completely honest.
Well, I didn't get to look up pictures. I didn't get to do any of that. I met Bobby at the rehearsal studio, so he walked in.
Okay.
And I find him very charming. He's a very attractive man. He's got a lot of confidence in himself with what he does and what he knows he's put the work into. But there's something very, very endearing about the fact that he walks in. He's like, I know nothing. I know absolutely nothing. Am I the worst partner you've ever had? What are we going to do and how are we going to fix it? He's got a very lovable personality. I love that about him.
There you go.
Hey, all about the personality.
I said he was good looking.
She listed a couple of things about him that she thought were awesome.
So in studio now, Sharna Burgess, my partner for Dancing with the Stars. And how long have you been dancing?
Oof.
Like as a out of the womb, like
pretty much. Yeah. Baby jazz and baby ballet from about 3 or 4 years old.
They have baby ballet.
Yeah, you literally roll around on the floor with a tutu on. Like it's barely.
I feel like that's what I'm
really
doing now,
dance.
Baby ballet. I think that's what I'm doing right now.
Well, dang it, I'm going to bring in a tutu.
Yeah. So you start dancing as a kid and you're in Australia?
Yeah, I was in Australia in Wagga Wagga, a little country town. And I was in all forms of dance. I was in jazz, ballet, tap for a little minute. I started ballroom when I was about 8. And my grandma got me into that. And I quickly became very good at ballroom dancing. There was just something about it that I loved, the partner work, the social side of it, and the interaction. And I excelled in it. So by the time I was 13, I decided to just stick with ballroom dancing. And at 15, I repped Australia at the World Championships. And I guess that was, 2000. Moved to London when I was 18, crossing the world for my dance dreams. And somehow all those decisions led me to Dancing with the Stars. I never imagined in a million years that I would be on television as a dancer. It's crazy. Still surreal.
We've had to kind of hide us being together at places. We would go to dinner and have to get like a table away from things because no one could know what was going on.
Yeah.
It's been kind of a weird thing to have to keep quiet. And Amy knew, but the rest of the show didn't know until it got leaked out. Like Reality Steve put it out. Then Us Weekly put it out.
Yeah.
And even then we couldn't talk about it. So it's weird. Being, it's like a secret that we've been holding on to forever.
Right.
And finally we get to let it out. Yeah.
People were guessing, though. Like, I did an Instagram story of his feet putting on dance shoes, and there was like a quarter of a red slide in the corner of the frame. And people guessed Bobby Bones.
Because it's red.
Because his fans are diehard, which is good for you because that's more votes. So let's talk pay. On Dancing with the Stars, do you get more money the farther you go, or is it a flat fee? How does that work?
We don't have to answer anything you don't want to answer, but you go right ahead.
And no, how much
is it? I mean, of course, and how much is it? That part I won't answer. But no, we do. You know, there's incentives, right? We get bonuses for the quarter, semi, and final.
Ooh.
And we do have a thing in our contract. We only get guaranteed so many production weeks. So once you're eliminated after a certain week, it's different for everybody's contract. You will get a retainer, which is a fraction of what you get throughout the week if you're not competing.
So if I don't keep her going, she gets cut.
Right.
She gets paid.
So do you go to Bobby that first meeting and say, look, you may not be motivated, even though he really is, and say, if we make the finals, I make this much bonus.
I asked her about that.
And she splits it with you.
No, there's none of that happening. Because I get paid the longer I stay on, too.
Oh, you're getting paid?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm talking. I'm just making sure. My boy Bobby likes to volunteer for things.
No. This isn't volunteer. Like, I get paid a chunk up front, and then the further out that I go, every week I get paid
That's
more.
What I'm talking about.
So it's beneficial for both of them to win.
Yeah, we both want to be in it.
But it's not a ton. I mean, for me, it's not a ton. It's not my life. It's our livelihood.
No, I understand that.
We had a frank discussion. I said, hey, listen, I know this is your life. Like, this is your craft. And I owe it to you to work as hard as I can because this is what you do and how you make your living. But we did have that talk because I don't want to put the pressure. Like, I wanted to know what that pressure was.
Yeah. And I'm sure that you've already realized this about Bobby working with him for a couple of weeks. But he will work hard. He will show up. Early. And he will put in the work. So I'm just super excited to see kind of the fruits of your both of your labor like pay off and see y'all on TV and then see you all the way through to the end. You have to refresh my memory because if I'm thinking it, I feel like people listening might be thinking
it.
What's the best way how do we support what y'all are doing?
It's a good question. Because how's the voting work on Dancing with the Stars?
So, I mean, there's like this whole mathematical breakdown of it, but the judging is 50% and the voting is 50%.
Okay.
And so the minute the show starts, the voting lines open and they stay open for, I believe, 2 hours after the live show. Then the only voting that's open for 24 hours is the online voting, which is both through Facebook and the Dancing with the Stars website through abc.com. So there's three different ways that you can vote. There's the phone, Facebook, and online. And only two of those options are open for 24 hours. I suggest people just create multiple email accounts and just go in. That's what I say.
Yeah, I've done that before.
Yeah, we all have. We do all that.
Yeah.
Sharna Burgess is here, my partner on Dancing with the Stars. And the show gets started. You know the date it starts? The
24th is our first show.
The 24th
of September?
Yeah, it's in like...
Oh my God.
It's coming now.
Yeah, less than 2 weeks.
But
that's crazy.
You get at least 2 weeks, right? You don't vote anybody out the first week.
No, this week people get voted off, right?
Yeah.
You
guys are cutthroat.
I believe in what we're all talking about as a cast right now is I believe someone goes home the second night, which is the Tuesday, because we have a Monday and a Tuesday show. And every now and then they don't tell us these things. They just let us wonder and panic throughout the week. Wonder if there's going to be a double elimination. Wonder if there's not. Every now and then they'll surprise us and say two people are going home. Every now and then they'll surprise and say no one goes home. But as of right now, the information we have is one goes home on the Tuesday, one goes home on the following Monday and the Tuesday. So within the first week, three couples are gone.
Oh, boy. So have you ever hated your partner? Like, you just don't get along. Because you say Bobby works hard and he's there for the right reasons and you can tell. You don't have to say who it is, but have you ever had that like, oh my gosh, this is just not going to work. They're miserable.
Like, I'd rather lose just to get this over with.
I can't lie. There has been times in the past where you just don't blend, or whether that person's there for the wrong reasons, trying to get the wrong thing out of it, doesn't have respect for your craft and what you're doing. And it's so unbelievably frustrating because this is my craft and my passion and my art form. And so I turn up to give you 1,000% every day and you don't care. But I still have to turn up. I don't have a choice. And so that makes your journey very, very frustrating.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm not going to out that person on television, and I'm not going to blab it to everybody because I still need to make my money. So you have to suck it up and just let it be and try and just teach them how to dance and do the best that you can. That's when it becomes a job. When I work with people like Bobby, it's not a job. It's fun for me. I love watching people grow and go on a journey and the transformation with dance. But those other seasons, that's when it's really tough.
I was so bad. Like I was, and I called Amy, and I mentioned without saying what it was, I called Amy the first night and said, hey, I'm really panicking a little bit because I don't get it. Mm-hmm. And it was severe anguish where I sat at home and
I would say that's a good way to put it. Anguish and just so foreign for me, especially knowing you for like 13 years and how you are. Like to hear you that way. I don't know that I've ever heard you that sure of yourself.
I was completely vulnerable with Amy, which it's tough. I've been very vulnerable with Sharna too. Yeah. We've had, again, you're just together and your bodies are, it's a whole thing, man. It's a whole thing where then you have to start thinking about baseball or grandma. You know, you know what I mean?
Really?
Oh, yeah, sometimes.
That's what I was going to say. Because you are getting close.
Wait, yeah.
So, like, how do you handle that? Like, how do you handle that as dance partners?
You go to the bathroom, you go, grandma, baseball.
I don't even know about this
Stinky shoe. Stinky shoe, all this stuff.
All right, so Lunchbox is going to ask another question coming up in this interview in a second. But let me talk about Audible for a second, which, by the way, Audible, you can listen to both of my books if you want. Discover the easiest way to juggle binging on content you love while doing your favorite activities with Audible. Listening to Audible's unmatched selection of audiobooks, original audio shows, news, comedy, and more allows users to experience new journeys without having to drop what they're doing. Any book can be heard on the go, including, like I said, I'm just reading what they say, my own number one New York Times bestseller, Fail Until You Don't, Fight, Grind, Repeat. A great source of motivation while doing things like hiking or road tripping. But for real, my book is up there if you want to hear it, or Bare Bones is up there too. By becoming a member, users receive one free audiobook a month, exclusive sales, and 30% off regularly scheduled audiobooks. Plus, your books are yours to keep. With Audible, you can go back and re-listen to any time, even if you cancel your membership. If this doesn't sound good enough, Audible is offering listeners a free audiobook with 30-day trial memberships. Go to audible.com/bones, audible.com/bones, and browse the unmatched selection of audio programs. Download a title free and start listening. It's that easy. audible.com/bones, or text bones to 500-500 to get started today. All right, back into the interview where Lunchbox gets to ask a question. So here we go, back to it.
Because you guys have spent a lot of time together, and Bobby said he's been vulnerable with you, which is not, he doesn't do that with females a lot. What's your dating history?
My dating history? How long have we got?
No, I mean, like, what's your status is really what I'm asking.
Listen, right now, we're just working toward the future.
Whoa!
That's all. That's all. Are we good with that answer?
We're good with that
answer. I hate to tell you, because partners have gotten married from that show. Robert Hirschbeck from... the Shark Tank, he went on there and he married the chick.
One couple from 27 seasons that got married.
What?
Do I hear two? Give me two. Do I hear two?
Listen.
Wait, hold on. I didn't know that someone got married. That is putting a whole nother thing in my brain. Mm-hmm. But they just had little Dancing with the Stars babies.
Yeah. It was a beautiful story too. It was about 3 years ago. Robert Hirschbeck, one of the Shark Tank guys and investors, met his partner. They danced together on the show. Had this amazing journey, fell in love, got married a year later, and now have babies. Like, it's a fairy tale.
So you're saying in a year.
Interesting. Funny.
We could have a wedding.
We're just saying we're working toward.
And twin babies.
Oh, twin babies. I forgot about the twin babies.
We're working toward our goal of winning the Mirror Ball.
That's what we're working on.
That's what we're working on.
Yeah.
1-2. Okay.
But just think. If you have kids and you win the
mirror,
twin girls,
twin mirrorballs,
when they go to school and they can take that to show and tell and be like, my mom and dad met on this show, they won this and they created us. I mean, that's a movie. That's a movie, folks.
It's a movie. It's a reality show. We've talked about that. You never know.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, we're just trying to win the thing.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
She is. I tell you, I went to some friends and I said, hey, what do you think? Because I had friends, Lindsay Sterling, who's been on the show. Mm-hmm. Jana Kramer's been on the show, and people have reached out. And I said, hey, what's up with, what do you think about Sharna? Because I've got to know her really well, but what's your, and everyone's like, she's the best, but she's the hardest coach.
So it's tough. That's good. You need tough.
It's been good for me.
You need hard, yeah.
Bobby knows that I won't give him praise if he doesn't deserve it and if it wasn't good. If I need him to do it again, I'll make him do it 1,000 times. Yeah, I'm not going to let him move on, and I'm not going to give him smoke and mirrors, and I'm not going to dance circles around him. I want him to learn how to dance. That's the only way we're going to make it to the end.
What she means, dance circles around, because I've had to learn this too, is that she won't let me stand there while she does all the work and dances around me. Like, literally dance circles around.
Yeah. So it looks cool, like you're standing there and she's doing all the work, so it looks like a cool dance, but really, not. Bobby's not doing anything.
Right. I hate that. That is one of my pet peeves on this show when people do that, and I refuse to do it.
So what do you wear, like, during rehearsal? Like, what do you guys practice in? Do you just wear, like...
She wears practically nothing.
She wears, like workout clothes?
She wears,
like yoga wear.
Yoga pants and, like, a tiny top.
Yeah.
And then I show up in a full trash bag, and then I've got four pair of underwear on.
Stop. Okay. So my concern.
All the guys in here are laughing because they know it's true.
I got it.
Go ahead.
I mean, yeah. Okay. So Bobby has, in the last year or so, he had this weird fixation on weighing like 148.
No, she got onto me about my weight already. Charna did.
Okay, yes. Yeah. This is like motherly stuff happening here. So he lost all this weight, and like on TV, it looks good, but like he's shrinking for a little bit, and then he started to put
Shrinking. Okay.
Shrinking. Then he put a little bit back on, and then with Dancing with the Stars, y'all are dancing like all these hours in the day. You're working out. Everybody loses weight on that
show.
Like, what are we doing to maintain Bobby's calories?
We actually just had that conversation recently where I said, you need to keep protein shakes with you. You need something that you can have throughout the day, because we'll forget to eat and you won't have time to stop for meals. And then you won't feel like eating something heavy because you got to get back up and dance, and it only slows you down. He needs to eat more, and he needs to eat a lot more protein and take care of himself, because he will get too skinny. It happens to all the guys. The girls love it. But the guys, it just doesn't work in their favor at all. And most of my partners, even the football players, they get to the end of the season, they're like, man, I've dropped so much weight. So we need to keep that up for sure.
Sharna
Burgess.
I
got you, girl. It's a conversation.
All right, I was just worried about a little bit. But
my partner from Dancing with the Stars is here.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, Sharna Burgess is here, my partner from Dancing with the Stars. And the show gets started in less than 2 weeks. People ask how much we practice. How much can we say we practice? Like,
I would say that we average 6 hours a day.
Oh, man.
At the moment. That's going to get more. We'll double that by the end of the season.
12 hours a day?
If we last. Like, I'm convinced we're not making it past week one.
Well, stop thinking that way.
Don't manifest that.
It's not a manifestation. It's me. I didn't make it happen. That's already there. Because I came in with nothing. And we've worked a lot. But, like, we put in hours. And I do the radio show. And then I just... dance and maybe eat and dance.
Do you guys nap at any time? Because you have to rest, right, in between dancing?
I would say that we don't sleep, we nap. Like, at night, it's a nap of a couple of hours before you have to get back up. I mean, especially Bobby's schedule, it's insane what he's trying to fit in right now. Between the radio show and everything else he's got going on and doing 6 hours a day with me, he's a machine.
Do most people have a job while they do the show?
50-50. Some people can take the entire 3 months off and move and relocate to LA and just dedicate everything to it, and other people can't. You know, there have been athletes on tour for ice skating tours. There have been people on book tours. There's been a lot of things going on. But it's, you know, you always find a way to give it the time you need.
Yeah, it's a lot of time.
Yeah.
I'm starting to feel sexy a little bit, though.
In what way? Elaborate.
Well,
like in your moves?
Well, it's just a confidence thing, because I don't have confidence. And when you have to do it 100 times and you start to get it, maybe sexy is not the word.
Because I'm trying to picture this, like when you're walking.
There's confidence.
Oh, she's telling you you're sexy? Is that it?
And she's like, here's the conversation we had recently. She goes, you're not sexy yet. But you will be, because you're learning, right?
Yeah. There's a crazy transformation with dance. When you learn to do something with your body and be confident with it, know where you're placing it and how to move it from one place to the other, you feel sexy about what you do. You feel sexy in the way that you walk down the street, the way that you converse with someone, because you now know how to move your body.
Oh, so how do I do that?
Practice.
I got you.
Practice.
6 hours a day.
Yeah.
At the... gym.
Even with us, the first few days, 3 or 4 days, like, there was no jokes for me. There was no funny. There was no me, because I wasn't me. I was a toddler learning this stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so also, I think with us and our chemistry, as I've got to be a little more confident, got to be a little more me too. So we have more fun now too.
they still struggle. She's still, you know, like, ow. But I can actually learn things and try to get better at it.
Yeah.
So it makes our dynamic good.
Yeah.
Like, we enjoy each other. Yeah, it's good.
We have a lot of fun in the room now. The first couple of days, I was like, oh my gosh.
Oh, yeah, she wanted to kill me.
So do you have a teacher, or is it just you two in the room?
No, she's the teacher.
Oh, she's the teacher.
She choreographs the dance.
That's it. You choreograph
it.
Everything?
Yeah, I choreograph clothes. And design everything.
Oh, you do the clothes, too?
I don't make them. I design.
Right.
We have a wardrobe team and a lighting team and a music team and all that, but I work with all of those crews to design the entire dance. I call myself a creative control freak. Essentially, you can have as much control as you want, but me, I want to design everything so I know what's going on. And so the set design, I have sometimes lighting cues, definitely work on the edit of the music, the costumes, the overall vibe, and obviously the choreography I come up with.
Yeah, she'll get on the phone and go, hey, let me hold on a minute, and call and go, I want this color clothes. And then I'm like, step one, stand here. Step two, I'll practice in the corner. Put the left heel here. But yeah, that's the thing.
So tell us your wardrobe for week one so we know.
I don't think we can we?
I don't think we're allowed to reveal it just yet.
Oh, darn it. Okay, so when you get,
you're on fire this morning.
One more question.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
You're kind of getting dancing, you're close. Mm-hmm. You guys accidentally kissed yet? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, just as you're dancing, like your heads go the wrong way.
Sometimes
a kiss is choreographed into the dance.
Sometimes. Yeah, it has been.
Oh, have you done that?
We haven't done a dance.
We haven't
yet.
Choreographed any kisses, no.
No.
Oh, well. If they do, we know something's up, guys. That's when you know.
Or it's either choreographed.
We have choreographed no kisses.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll build up to that.
Have you ever kissed another dance partner?
Me?
You don't have to answer. Anybody else that you've danced with? Have you ever just...
No, not at all. I don't date. I haven't actually dated any of my partners on the show before.
Yeah. Yet.
Until 2018, folks.
Well, if you heard she said I don't, then peeled away from that and said I haven't.
Yeah.
I caught it.
I'm just kidding. Listen, we are what we are. We don't, we're going to spend a lot of time together.
Ooh,
yeah.
Ooh.
We talk about, I've had conversations with her that I've never had with another woman, even Amy. Like, we talk about going to the bathroom.
I was about to ask that. Yeah. Do you pass gas in front of each other?
I haven't had to, but
I haven't had to.
I don't think I wouldn't.
Wait, in six hours of dancing, it doesn't just go poof?
There's been a lot of burping. Yeah, but I don't think I've just been like, all right, I haven't needed to fart.
Okay, because I don't think I can go 6 hours without doing that.
Not accidentally.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe you could walk over to the other corner of the room, like time out, and then.
There's no time out. But listen, I'm telling you, it's been good. It's been fun. The process has been good. Anything else? Anybody else in the room want to ask a question before she. Raymundo, you're standing over there. Anything you want to know?
Have you given him any numbers from your friends? Like, I want to hook you up with some of my friends.
No, we haven't done that.
Zero. No.
Zero.
Morgan number two, do you want to ask anything sitting over there?
Yeah.
Come on over, grab a microphone. This is Morgan number two, our head of digital. We have two Morgans, and since she's the other Morgan, she's Morgan number two.
I see.
Hi, Morgan. Say hi to Sharna.
Hello, how's it going?
Hi, good.
So I want to know, what has been your favorite part about dancing with Bobby? Specifically dancing, since he really didn't come in with much. What has been like his best move so far?
My favorite part has probably been the last few days where I've seen him start to smile and really enjoy when he does something right. And actually be proud of himself. And that for me is the greatest moment, because I see him so hard on himself all the time that when he starts to get joy out of what we're doing is when I feel like I'm doing a good job for him.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
How do you prevent blisters? Because you're dancing 6 hours a day. I'm sorry, your feet got to be tore up.
She makes me change shoes, but I don't know the real answer. She just makes me change shoes. So what is the answer?
That you can't prevent them. Your feet literally have to build up dead skin to protect you. Like, my dancers' feet are awful. They're gross because we need that padding and we need that protection so we don't get it taken off. It's not baby skin under there, and he just has to build that up, basically. Oh.
Anything else from Sharna before we go away? I'm going to be working from the studio in Los Angeles a bit and back and forth, but I don't know that she's going to be back in the studio in Nashville for a bit. So last chance, folks. Amy?
Well, I think we covered a lot. I'm just super excited that it's happening on the 20th. Like, I didn't realize it was the 24th.
Yes.
Like, it's crazy to me. Do you feel like the 24th, that's super close? Like, you're ready?
No, we're not ready.
No, we're not ready yet, but we will be. I feel like we've got so much time to get it together. And the pressure is on because we actually have two dances in the first week.
Oh my God, you got to memorize two dances?
Dude, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's so hard.
Two dances.
It's the hardest thing I've ever had to do in my life.
Yeah.
Because I had to do it so fast. It's the hardest thing I've ever had to do. Triathlons,
Like work-wise, yeah.
Like anything because of the rate I've had to learn. Imagine this, Amy, you don't play golf. So imagine that someone said, hey, I need you to go and you and Tiger Woods are going to be a team, the best golfer, and you're going to go compete with each other and you got to be good or Tiger's going to lose. Mm-hmm. And you don't know how to play golf.
Right.
I'm with a world-class athlete and I'm her partner. You know, not her kid, her partner.
Right. And it's extremely challenging, yeah.
Yeah. Stuff. And you know how they do lifts and stuff where they you know, where you see like they'll lift people up?
Yeah.
You have to do that.
Like on Dirty Dancing?
She lifts me up. That's how, yeah, she picks
she
me up off her
you?
Head.
Yeah. I haven't yet.
We've talked about it.
Yeah,
oh, boy.
Different thing. But the guy usually lifts, but she's like, I'll get you on this
That
one.
Would be super impressive.
Do you know how weenie I already
oh,
am?
Oh, stop. He would lose all credibility.
I don't have any credibility.
But on national TV, if the girl, if Sharna, I think it picks him up, everybody would be like, oh, boy.
Actually, I don't know. I feel like it. That could get some
Why
attention.
Why not, right?
Yeah.
Why not?
Well,
we'll work on that.
Sharna, I bid you a farewell for moments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks for coming. And have you thought about, would you ever relocate to Nashville? Do you think it's a good city?
I actually love Nashville.
Okay.
I really, really love Nashville. I think it's an amazing city.
Yeah, it's a good answer. All right, so we're there. We're done with that.
Writing's on the wall, people. Just okay. Read it how you
we're
want.
We're just trying to win the competition.
Just read it how it is.
We're trying to win the competition. That's what we're trying to do.
We want Mirables.
We need, and the thing is, we're not going to win without our listeners.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Like, we need the B-team to come through.
No, that's why I need to know when we need to start, and that's the 24th.
And we are the underdog. She's never won the show. I don't know what the crap I'm doing. My feet don't even work together. So.
Now they're getting there.
Well, yeah.
They're getting there.
So, yeah, thank you for coming by. Hope we'll have you on again soon.
Loved it.
And there he is. We got to announce it finally, and now here we are, us trying to take over the dance world.
So,
yeah, go ahead.
How many, if you make it to the end, let's say the whole shebang, you get the mirror ball.
The whole shebang. Go ahead.
When is it? How long is the season?
Our last episode is right before Thanksgiving. It's
September, October, November. So it's 2 months.
Yeah. It's
September,
a long time.
September, October.
Because Thanksgiving's like the 24th of November.
Yeah, a little over 2 months. 2 months, yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Well,
we're
2-3 months of 6 to 12 hours a day.
Uh-huh. We've had, yeah. A lot of honesty. When you're together just that much, there's a lot of honesty. Yeah.
Oh, I feel like you were going to say more about that a minute ago, and then it got derailed by passing gas.
I wonder who derailed that one.
It wasn't derailed.
His partner?
No, me.
Hey, what do you do? Like, what are your lines? Like, what are you doing? Because I see you like doing videos, your workout videos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so how can people see those?
You ask about like, how do you learn to be sexy with movement? I have dance workout videos that are available on my shop, which is at shop.shanaburgess.com. I just released a cha-cha one, and there's 5 more coming out, but they're amazing for that, for exactly what Bobby's going through, for learning how to move your body, feel great about it, get fit at the same time, and just get a little confidence in the way that you move. So that's happening, and I have some new exciting stuff being released near the end of the season, but I can't talk about it just yet.
But for now, they can go to shop.sharnaburgess.com.
That's the one.
BURGESS.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Maybe we can just link it at bobbybones.com.
We'll do that too. We'll put it up on our site. All the things.
All the things.
I want people to do the sexy cha cha.
Then they'll. I'm trying to do the sexy cha cha. I'm trying to do the sexy anything. Cha cha, blah, 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 blah. Okay.
Okay, I'm so excited. This makes it real. Like,
it's real. I know.
You know, like,
it's real.
It's real.
It's real. I'll text Jarn at like 11 o'clock sometimes. Like, I'm struggling.
Yeah.
Please help. It's a struggle. When I called Amy, very vulnerable, I said, hey, I'm really strong. Amy laughed at me.
You make me sound like
did
not
you laugh?
A nice
I did.
Person.
And I opened my heart up and I was like, I'm really having, because she's the only one that
did
knew.
Did we have the same conversation?
We did, yeah.
And you're acting like I just laughed at you?
A little bit.
I also, in
also,
what?
Right, go ahead.
Encouraged you. Mm. I just am not, I was caught off guard you being in this situation because you've never taken on something where. I mean, there's certain areas in life where you're not as confident.
Like?
But if it's work, girls, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But if it's work related, normally you're in a situation where your brain, you know how to, you're wired to entertain and you've got that down. So this is just to see you unsure of your skills. I was a little caught off guard, and I was sort of like, what? Is this even real? I wasn't trying to laugh at you, and I certainly tried to encourage you as well.
Yeah, but you did.
Please don't. What?
Yeah, it hurt. It's hurtful. It's okay, though.
Are you joking?
It's all right.
I'm joking.
I'm big boy. Okay, we have to go. Sharna has to go. But thank you. Thank you.
Thank
I'll
you.
I'll see you in 3 minutes. For 100 hours.
Yeah.
For 100. Yeah. For 100 hours.
And then some.
All right, Sharna Burgess, thank you. Shop.sharnaburgess.com or bobbybones.com. We'll be back.
Bobby Bones. You can find us on Facebook, too, at Bobby Bones Show.